Thank you for all calling. Nice to see you. And pray that the Lord would undertake to us again. And the gospel of our Savior and Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in Romans chapter 1, please. You will just go with me to Romans chapter 1, please. Again, we commit ourselves to the Lord. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us, Lord, this morning, for the day you've given, the health and strength and joy. We thank you for our gathering this evening, Lord. Thank you for the faithfulness, Lord, to the blood and to the blood. We pray, Father, as the gospel would go forth, you would take it and use it to your glory. We can do nothing without you, Lord. We couldn't even create an anxious thought. And it's there we leave it in your hands, Father, asking you, Lord, that you would exalt your word, Lord, to those that we may listen in, and they may come to know thee as Lord and Saviour. This is our heart's desire, and we commit it to you in the Saviour's name. Amen. Amen. Tonight we're going to preach the gospel. And you know the gospel is good news. The natural man may disbelieve it. And the worldly man may scorn it. But the saved man can rejoice in it. For 1 Corinthians 1 and 18 tells us, the preaching of the cross to them which perish are foolishness, but unto us that saved is the power of God. What is the gospel? Well, the gospel is good news if we're saved before. In Romans 1 and verse 16, you've got your Bibles open. Those that have joined us may listen or have a Bible. It says in chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I want you to just go over a couple of pages into Romans chapter 5. As this morning, we want God's word to do the talking. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom now we have now received reconciliation. 17, verse 12. Wherefore as by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. And what was the reason for that? For all have sinned. For unto the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed or charged when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigneth from Adam to Moses, even over them that have not sinned after the multitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. I want you to slip over just to verse 17 now. For if by one man's offence death reigneth, by one man, by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, by the offence of one, judgment came upon all men to conduct condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteousness. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want you to go with me there as well. I want you to read these. I could read these out or say them out, but I want you to read them with us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're coming in at verse 3. And this was Paul talking to the Corinthians. For I have delivered unto you, first of all, that which I have received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The reason why the Lord Jesus Christ died for sinners, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. But you might say to me tonight, I'm not a sinner. Well, the Bible says you're a sinner. Because if you're an Adam, all died. But in the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have him as your Lord and Savior, you're alive. You have no sin. Your sin has been washed away. But then you might say to me, but then it's not my fault that I was born in sin. Yes, it is your fault. Because it's your fault, you're still in your sin. Because you'll get the opportunity to get out of your sin. Scripture tells us in John 3:16, you must be born again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world. He loved sinners. And he came into the world to save sinners. But you're not listening to him. You'll not take up his word. You won't believe him. Some of you think there's no God. But there is a God. Because we were all talking to him this morning. I was talking to him this morning as well. We were talking to him in the back there. Yes, we have a God. We have a Saviour. And he's a living Saviour. See, Christ is the only one that can save you. It tells you in Acts 14 verse 2, neither is there any salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven and earth given among men whereby you must be saved. You must come by the way of the cross. You not go by the Lord Jesus Christ. You won't get to the Father unless you're saved. John 14:6 says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to the Father but by me. Are you going to call God and call the Lord a liar? This is his word. 1 Timothy 2:5. There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. One God, one mediator, one Saviour. Come on, friend. See, it's God's grace. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace we are saved through faith, is not of ourselves. It's the God, gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I can keep quote them to you. I can read them out to you. But you have to believe them. Job 3:4 tells us this. You know, when we get they get the offer, man keeps saying no. There's one time I said no. There's one time the people in here said no. But thank the Lord we're all saved here. Man says no. Because why? He loves his sin. He loves his darkness. He doesn't want light. Job tells us in Job 34 verse 3 says this. The ear trieth the words as the mouth tastes the food. One of mankind's most common sin is to tell the truth. The lie. And why did a lie? Because the devil was a liar from the beginning. He was a murderer from the beginning. Men don't tell truth. Tell the truth. You don't need to teach a child to tell a lie. It knows automatically to do it. It tells us in Psalm 58, verse 3, the wicked are entangled from the womb, speaking lies. From our very, very young, we lie. As the mouth tasteth the food before the stomach receives it, so we are always to taste all that we hear before believing. That's fair enough. We've read out scripture. Do you believe it? So let us read another piece of scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. But having renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That's what Paul was telling the Corinthians. It's not all fancy words or anything or being swanky about. It's telling you the truth. And what you're getting tonight is pure truth. For the word of God is truth. It's nothing to do with me. I'm only quoting what God has told me to say. Verse 3. But if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Now get this into your head now. You're lost if you don't believe. In whom God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine in. The devil doesn't want you to get saved. The devil wants you to stay in your sin, and stay in your darkness, and stay in your drink, and stay in your gambling, or whatever you're at. We know. We're going to add it. Verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Friends tonight that are saved, and it wonderful, saved by God's wonderful, marvellous grace, we listened, we knew our need, and we accepted. That's God wants, all God wants to do. He wants to save you. You know, friends, we can make excuses, but look, friends, this Bible's full of excuses for boys. We've all made excuses. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Luke 11 tells us this: blessed are they that hear the word, and what do? They keep it. You don't hear it and you let it go out one ear and out the other ear. John 3:18 tells us that he that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the Lord Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. If you don't believe, you're still condemned already. You're going to hell. This book tells us. I'm not going to tell you something different. I'm telling you what the Bible tells us, and it's up to you to accept it. Sit down and read the verses which you're being told. It's you that has to answer God when you stand at that place where it's the white, great white throne. If you're in the great white throne, you're having a hope. Friend, for God gave his Son a ransom price at Calvary's cross where he shed his blood for mankind. He went out on Golgotha cross and he bled and died, because it's the only way that he could bring sinners to the Father, to reconcile them again. And he had to shed his precious blood. We are washed and cleansed in the precious flow this evening. Oh, precious is the flow. That makes me white as snow. There is no other fount I know. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. In Acts 2:21, we're told this, that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you have to do is call. Doesn't cost you nothing. You only have to call. Galatians 6:7-8 tells us this: be not deceived, that God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life. Everlasting life. What a God we have tonight. You know, friend, there's no thoughtful person can understand if we die in our sins, if we're in the world loving the things that God hates and hating the things that God loves. That's your position. That was my position over 30 years ago. That was all our possessions here. God loved us, but he hated our sin. And he's asking you, he's pleading with you to come. Come unto me, all that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for in a meek and lowly heart, and I'll give rest unto your soul. Only have to come. So easy that he's made it for us. But you know, tonight, I would like you to come, after all these scripture readings that we've gave you, what do you think of them? Has it convinced you any? Do you believe in any? Let us take a wee peep into hell and see if that can convince you. What it, Luke 16, please, and you come a long way to Luke 16. A wee peep into hell. Luke 16. Mention of verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores. Friend, it doesn't matter whether you're a poor man or whether you're a rich man, you have to be saved. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Get the picture. The dogs showed more concern for him than anybody else did. And it marvellous. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. Didn't they tell you that the beggar was buried? Maybe he just was thrown out in an old heap where the dogs could eat them. Or maybe someone took a chance and just buried his carcass. But the rich man was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abram afar off, and Lazarus in his bosoms, he cried, and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his fingers in water and cool my tongue, for I am in torment. I want you to see here these verses. He cried. He was crying in hell. I want you to see in verse 24, he had feelings. The people say you go to hell, it doesn't matter where you go, that's it. That's it. But Abram said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received the good things, and likewise Lazarus the not so good things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. So he's praying, he has feelings, and he has a memory. He's remembering things as well. And beside all this between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. So there's feelings, there's remembrance, and there's a distance. And brothers and sisters, you know and I know, it's a mighty distance. Then he said, I pray you therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. So we find the man is praying now. Why is he praying? You could say he was a bit too late praying. He says, I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into the place of torment. You know, this is not an easy message to preach, because there are people in this place, and there are people going to this place, and this fellow is in this place. He's an R5 of his mates, or he's coming to that place. We have families, loved ones, neighbours and friends that could end up in this place. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he says, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they would repent. Would they? There was one that was raised from the dead. They wouldn't listen to him. They had the prophets. They wouldn't listen. If one from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto him, if they hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded to one who rose from the dead. I've been here standing for nearly 25 minutes. The gospel's simple. Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. gave his life for sinners. He gave his life so that you would go to that place. It's your choice. You don't need to be there. You have a choice. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You must be saved. The Lord says to you must be born again. But then maybe you say something else. It doesn't matter what you say. Lord Jesus Christ says you must be born again. We have to peep into hell. Gave you all the scripture. Tonight it's entirely up to you. I don't need to stand here for an hour pumping away at verses. I gave you the verses which this book tells you to listen to. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's no other way. There's one time I would go nowhere and did go nowhere until the Lord spoke to me in the garden by a tape. When I heard it, I went for it. This book is a book of truth. It's God's word. It's his own word. It's a living book. It's a living word. We're pleading with you tonight. You must be gone again. I'm just going to finish with this tonight. It's a wee thing I picked up a couple of days ago. It says about a peep into hell. What a terrible thought. I took you there. There's an awful lot of people, and you only have seen about the rich young man, the rich man, and you've seen about the beggar. Let me read to this and I'm finished. A mixture of people are down in the pit, with whom while on earth some even would not sit. For various reasons they've ended up there and missed out of heaven so far. The man who gambled his soul while on earth, no time for salvation, no time for the new birth. The scoffers, the atheists, together reside in the place of damnation. Are now, where are they? Now side by side. The churchman who prided himself in his creed, but to the message of Calvary he never gave any heed. The rich man, the poor man, the beggar, and all who died without Jesus are drinking the gall. Some clergy are there. Yes, many, they say, who gave not the people the truth in that day. Men pleasers, they were in clerical attire, their bodies in the earth and their souls in the fire. Some preached just a half-hearted gospel, you know, didn't mention the blood or the deep cleansing flow that washes the sinners much whiter than snow and saves them from an endlessly eternity woe. Men sat in pews, often longing to hear the way of salvation made plain and made clear. They told them baptism was all they needed. Attendance at church and saying the creed. The placing of money in the offering plate, but we can't buy our way to heaven's open gate. Didn't plead with souls who were under their care, or give themselves daily to real burden prayer. Some relish the art of playing the bowls, but their heart was not set in winning souls. The poor sinners who live while eternity rolls will cost them in hell for losing their souls. Serious mention tonight. And I'm up pleading with you on this camera what you have here tonight. You give this serious thought of what you're doing with your soul. My heart's pleading, seek the Saviour tonight. Don't land in this terrible place and this terrible plight. Because once you get it, there's no way out. It's there for eternity. It doesn't matter how loud you shout. You've heard the scriptures. We've given to you free. It doesn't cost nothing. It's already been paid. Christ died upon a cross for you and for me. Take it. For him. For eternity. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word tonight. And save his name. I'd like you to sing a little wee hymn here tonight.